Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Laura, you're not lip syncing today.
Okay. Should I be lip syncing?
Is that because you want to appear as talented as you are?
I know. I'm just doing this live.
Yeah, we were lip syncing yesterday, but then we realized as we read the article that maybe if we do lip sync, even for fun, that's right, some people might think of it as cheating. Because when singers, when performers, even famous people like Madonna or Beyonce or Katy Perry, when they lip sync, some people might feel that they're trying to look more talented. They're trying to look like better singers than they actually are. Because, of course, the CD or the recorded music sounds perfect. Maybe they wouldn't sound so perfect in real life.
Ooh, and especially when you've already paid so much money for the concert tickets.
Exactly.
You gotta wonder, hey, what's going on? I mean, I could just go home, sit in front of the computer, listen to lots of YouTube music videos. I don't have to pay so much money just to watch you guys lip sync.
That's right. But at the end of the article yesterday, we learned that there actually might be some really good reasons the artists lip sync that have nothing to do with trying to cheat the audience or trying to look better than they actually are. So today, we're going to be reading more about this controversial topic of lip syncing in pop music and find out a little bit why artists might do it for good reasons.
Can we lip sync while we teach?
No, but we can check out the article.
Okay,
let's do that.
Reading.
Lip syncing, right or wrong? Pop music these days frequently involves more than just singing. Performers will take part in complex and energetic dance routines. Doing so makes it very difficult for them to sing, so they usually lip sync instead. Performers want their live shows to capture the same excitement that their music videos do. Just as in these videos, they end up lip syncing along with studio recordings. There are other reasons to lip-sync, too. Artists who perform a lot lip-sync some of their songs to protect their voices from long-term damage. On other occasions, they might do so due to weather conditions, technical problems, or illness. Other songs use special music, studio effects that cannot be recreated live. In recent times, lip-syncing is often performed for pure entertainment. Comedian Jimmy Fallon has humorous lip-sync battles with other celebrities on his show. Other TV shows and YouTube sites feature similar contests, and there are even smartphone apps that allow people to make their own lip-sync videos. So, while it's great to hear your idol really sing, lip syncing isn't always simply an attempt to pull the wool over your eyes.
Okay, let's have a look at music, because actually, the music, the style of music, and the performance has a lot to do with why people might want to lip sync. The article begins by telling us pop music these days frequently involves more than just singing. So we're talking about music in the last 5 or 10 years, and it frequently or often involves more than just singing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not that simple anymore.
Right. Okay, so pop music, 当然就是 popular music. Okay, 就是当代的流